Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We are the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got an email here from David. Subject is breaking into the 160s.
Hi, Ben and Nathan. I've been listening to your podcast for a few months now and have been an LSAT Demon subscriber for about 2 weeks now. I had previously used another LSAT prep company, but felt I wasted my time and money. With LSAT Demon, I feel like I can achieve my full potential as I'm starting to understand why I get certain questions wrong. I know you guys say to forget the score and just focus on understanding, but I was wondering if you had any advice or study tips for someone trying to break into the 160s who is consistently getting 14 to 18 correct in logical reasoning and reading comp, but struggling in the games. I have sat for the LSAT twice and scored 150 and 152 while not studying properly and only dedicating about 2 to 3 hours a week.
That's painful. I mean, you're just wasting attempts at the test. Sorry that you approached it that way. You've got to commit to the idea that you're not going to take the test officially anymore until your practice tests indicate that you're really ready.
David continues, I heard a few episodes about breaking into the 170s, but I want to focus on one thing at a time, so I would appreciate any advice you can give me. I have started studying every day for at least 1 hour, focusing on understanding the test, and plan on taking practice tests once every 2 to 3 weeks. Please let me know your thoughts. David, that's a good plan, and I would encourage you to stick with it. I'm concerned that, I don't know, there's this sense. Okay, so when David said, I have sat for the LSAT twice and scored 150 and 152 while not studying properly and only dedicating about 2 to 3 hours per week, I'm worried that David thinks that now that he's doing it correctly or better than he was before, that the results are going to come quickly. Like, oh, hey, I'm doing it instead of 2 to 3 hours a week. I'm now doing 1 hour a day, which is 6 or 7 hours a week. I'm studying the best way or the most effective way possible. So, hey, within a month or two, I should be in the high 160s or something like that. I'm just concerned that because you're now doing better, you're expecting results. They will come faster. So I don't want to say that's not going to happen. I think it is going to happen, but I also think it's going to take a lot of work. You've only been a subscriber for about 2 weeks. Just let the process unfold. Keep working.
Yeah. David didn't exactly say that, but I guess I would just say, David, you're studying every day for at least an hour. That's great. You are now at the minimum price of admission for making real progress on this test. Can you sometimes study for more than an hour?
That would hour and a half.
Be great, yeah. Probably, if you could find 90 minutes or sometimes 2 hours. Taking practice tests once every 2 to 3 weeks, that might actually be too many practice tests. I think that's like sounds like somebody who really wants to see the results.
Yeah. I mean, this is a number we've thrown out there, but it's definitely more for like higher scores, right?
You need to be doing timed sections, David. There's a lesson in the Demon called 1 hour LSAT. It's about how to spend your 1 hour a day. You know, if you only had one high quality hour every day, here's how you should spend it. And it's a mix of drilling and timed sections. Practice tests are never even part of it. I think you should be planning on, if an hour a day is really all you got, you got to take it slow, because, you know, I don't think that the results are going to be overnight or super dramatic. You're on the grind now, and that's great. And you just got to plan to stay there for however long it takes until you start getting the results you want. If you're not seeing the results fast enough, then yeah, you probably need to study more than just that 1 hour a day. You've got a huge weakness in the games, which is actually good news for you. Games is the easiest section to improve on. You should set your sights really high on the games. Eventually, we want you to be scoring perfectly on a timed section of games. Go back to episode 404, I think it was, of the Thinking LSAT podcast, and our logic games guru, Matt Dumont, was on the show talking about how once he unlocked the games, he was able to do timed sections reliably in 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and just score perfectly every single time. And that's where we're going on the games. You sound like you're kind of happy with 14 to 18 correct on LR and RC, but on games, we're going for 23 points. We want you to be scoring perfectly on those sections. And we have 100 sections of games to practice. That's 400 total games to practice. And some people are going to do those games multiple times, all 400 of them, multiple times. That's what it's going to take for some people. That's what your competitors are doing, David. So I'm glad that you are now dedicating serious time and focus to this test at an hour a day to get from where you are into the 160s, let alone the 170s. You might need to be on that study grind for a matter of months. And that's okay. You just got to be patient and keep focusing on understanding, and eventually those results will come.
Yeah.
I think that might be all I have to say to David. Anything else you want to add?
No, just get ready for the grind, and then it'll be shorter than you expect. Don't hope it's going to be quick. That's all.
Exactly. Yeah. People who try to get it done fast, or who are, you know, hating the process and just want to get it behind them, that's not a good way to enter into this career, because there is no end to the suffering. I mean, you've got to just decide that you're a grinder and you're going to love it. Law school, for me, it was miserable because I'm not really a grinder. Legal practice would have been even more miserable than that because I'm not really a grinder. This is for extremely hard workers and really good students. You know, you've got to decide that you just love this shit.
Yeah, you're going to continue learning, right? That's really what it is.
For however long it takes. I mean, one thing that's good about the LSAT specifically is that it does literally change your brain and make you a better thinker. You're going to be a better reader. You're going to be a better logical thinker. You're going to be a better writer. You're going to be equipped for lots of different stuff if you actually unlock the LSAT to the tune of 170 anything. But you are going to have to get there in baby steps. And that's just one question at a time, one game at a time. Focus on really understanding it. Go for those clicks where you go, oh, wait, that's all there is to it? I thought it was so totally confusing, but now I feel like I perfectly understand it. Yeah, that's where we're going. And I don't know how long it's going to take to get there.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.